Well, let's pray. And before we go any farther, Lord, thank you for our freedom in this country to be here, for a place to meet, for food that we have to eat, for your word that is true. Lord, remind us through all of this what you want to do in our life and what you expect from us that call you by your name. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for your patience with us, and help us to always assess where we are and what changes need to be made so that you'll be glorified in all that we do. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Here are some words that were drawn out of essays or little papers that grade school teachers got out of some of their kids' papers that they had them write, little things, to show us how easy things are misunderstood and why Jesus has to correct things he does all through the Sermon on the Mount, because he says, you have heard, but I want to straighten this out because that's not exactly the way it is. That's what he does. The parts of the speech are lungs and air. That's what they say, the kids wrote on their paper. The inhabitants of Moscow are called mosquitoes. A census taker is a person who goes from house to house increasing the population. Here's a really bright one. Water is composed of two gins, oxygen and hydrogen. Oxygen is pure gin, hydrogen is gin and water. What is H2O and what is CO2? H2O is hot water and CO2 is cold water. The general direction of the apps is straight up. Is that right? The people who follow the Lord were called the 12 opossums. One of the main causes of dust is janitors. The four seasons are salt, pepper, mustard, and vinegar. Syntax, S-Y-N-T-A-X, is all the money collected at the church from sinners. Have you paid your syntax? This is the last one. In the middle of the 18th century, all the morons moved to Utah. I agree. Jesus is clarifying what lying is and what truth is and what scheme they had devised to try to tell a lie and it'd be all right. We were raised trying to do that. We would tell somebody we were going to do something, and then when it was time, not our mom and dad's, we couldn't do our mom and dad's this way, but we would do other people this way. And it became time, you said you were going to give me this, and I say, yeah, but I have my fingers crossed behind my back. Remember that? That was okay that you didn't tell the truth. You said something, but you didn't have to do it because you had your finger crossed. What did I have to do with it? But that's what we said. How many have ever done that? That's what's going on here. They tried to find a way by using an oath to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, and I'm gonna promise you I'm going to do that with this oath, but if I didn't put the oath in the right place and say it the right way, then I didn't have to do it. It'd be like this. You and I are both Jewish. I have a piece of land that I want to sell for $50,000, and you're going to pay me $10,000 up front, and then you're going to pay me $500 a month until it's paid off. So we make an oath. We sign an oath. And you, in that oath, you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to pay you $500 a month if it's paid off. Well, okay, you give me my first money, and then months go on, and you're starting to build a house on the place, and I haven't received any money yet. Now 6 and 8 months has gone past, so I go to you, and I say, when are you going to start paying me? He said, well, I've already paid you in full. I said, well, hold on, wait a minute. He said, oh, yeah. Remember, we made an oath. So we go to the Jewish rabbis who handled the oaths, and this is what they ask. The oath that he made you, was that oath swearing to the temple or the gold in the temple? You said, well, it was to the temple. And he said, then he doesn't have to do it. You see how that works? That's what was going on. It was a convenient way to lie and get away with it. Because they had conditioned, oh, well, if you swear against this, you have to do it. But if you swear against that, then you don't have to do it. It's lying. And basically, what does the commandment say? Thou shalt not bear false witness. It doesn't ever give any example, I mean, any exemptions. Well, it's okay to lie if? No. You know, people try to make these cases. Well, what about Cor Ten Boom? Was she wrong to lie whenever the Jews came and they were going to kill him if she told them? You mean God can't take care of that? He didn't say, okay, you never lie except under this case. He didn't say that. Well, I can't tell them the truth. It might hurt their feelings. Then don't say anything. You know how that works. Used to when men would go with their wives to the mall when they'd shop. Ladies, don't do this. Does this dress make me look fat? And the guy said, oh, no, 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 honey. That dress doesn't make you look fat. Your big hips make you look fat. It's better not to say anything. You know? You're not lying by just saying no comment. Okay? But there is never. People try to justify. Well, no, you're saying God can't take care of something unless he perverts his own self by lying. You look at a couple of examples in the Old Testament and the New Testament. People try to say, well, oh, no, 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 that's not what he said. But that's exactly what's going on here. And Jesus comes down to the end. He says, listen, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And you shouldn't have to say, well, I promise. Why you have to promise? Does that mean you always lie? And this is going to validate the fact that now you're telling me the truth? I have a bad habit of that. I said, well, I'm telling you the truth now. And Debbie and them get on to me because I don't normally lie. She said, you need to quit doing that because people will start thinking you're lying. And, you know, this is just a habit. You know, I'm telling you the truth. What does that mean? Did I normally lie? You know? So this is what's going on. Remember now, Jesus is correcting something. Not that the Old Testament was wrong, but everybody didn't have a Bible in the Old Testament. Well, like in America, how many Bibles do we have in this room? Nobody ever reads them. But we have how many in our house? But at least you have it in your house. You could read it and you could know. They didn't have it. So they either went to synagogue or somewhere where the rabbis were trying to teach them. And, you know, they developed, what, 10 commandments that are basic. Don't ever lie. Okay? Don't ever work on the Sabbath for them because it was Saturday. That wasn't good enough. They took 10 basic rules, made them into 613 laws that now somebody had, and they were man-made rules. Jesus said, it's not that complicated. But see, they didn't have, so they developed these commentaries, the Mishnah and the Midrash, that were Jewish commentaries that the rabbis had said, oh yeah, this is what that means. So a lot of times the Jews only heard the commentary version. They didn't even know what the Scripture said. So when he comes along and he says, you've heard this said, he said, but that's not what the Scripture says. So that's what he's doing all through the Sermon on the Mount. He's not saying the Old Testament wasn't true. He's saying their interpretation of the Old Testament is not right. So he's comes along and he tries to correct it. And basically, if you want to sum up the whole thing today, it says, tell the truth and don't lie. You don't need an oath and you don't need a promise. You don't need anything else. We should be known as people who, when we say this, this is what we're going to do. Right? Well, oh yeah, I'm going to be there and help you, and then you don't come. That's a lie. Do you know it beforehand? You know? I mean, it's the same thing. That's the way that goes. I read where one time a farmer was out there and a busload of politicians, of all people, had taken a shortcut trying to get to where they were going, and they ran off the road into this farmer's pasture and hit a tree. And, you know, he's out there in the middle of nowhere, so he hears all the commotion. He goes down there, and he said, my goodness, this is not good. So he just starts burying everybody. And a few days later, sheriff comes along, sees what's going on, goes to the farmer, said, what's the deal? He said, oh, yeah, they crashed into the tree in my fence the other day. He said, well, where's all the people? He said, I buried them. He said, did the coroner come and pronounce all the people dead? No, ain't nobody come. And you buried them all? Yeah, I buried them all. He said, were they all dead? He said, well, a couple of those politicians said they weren't, but you know you can't trust anything they said, so I just buried them all. Isn't it horrible when we think that absolutely all politicians lie? Because a lot of politicians lie, right? Why? That's just, well, that's kind of what we expect. You know, we're all suspect. You know, right now, especially, if you haven't seen it in the last 4 years, You can't trust the media. You better do some research on your own, because it's all one-sided. Someone is lying. And now more than ever, when these whistleblowers come out and say, here's the proof, they were lying to you, and they're starting it all over again. You know? Somebody's lying. God is pretty serious about that. No white lies. Just don't say anything. If they ask you, does this make me look fat? No comment. Plead the fifth, right? Ain't that what that is? That's right. Just be careful. You know, they say, I don't know, some of you can correct me, I didn't do a lot of research on it. Somebody made mention of this, and I halfway trust them, that says that there was a time when Washington lived in Texas, George Washington, because there has an actual space there on the Brazos River where it says Washington on the Bravo. Anybody familiar with that? Angel Studios? Yeah. That he lived out there a while. Yeah. And what happened was his dad came home one day. He'd been out there doing some repiling on what you would call wrapping the old pumps, or they were pumping water in the pasture. And he saw that the mesquite tree was cut down in front of the house. I don't know if you've ever been to Texas. Mesquite trees are really bushes. You know, they call them trees, but they're only about that high. They're just bushes. They kind of look like a scrub oak, basically. Well, he cut it down. You know, they plant them there to try to keep the wind from blowing right through the house. There was a reason for it. Well, my goodness, the doorway is now opened up. So he says, what happened to the tree? And George said, I can't lie. I cut it down. And his dad said, well, son, if you can't lie, you'll never make it in Texas. We're moving to Virginia. Lying. Who is the first liar in the Bible? Satan. The father of lies. So when you lie, you're acting like your father, the devil. That's what he says. Do you know anytime you marry someone that's not a believer, your father-in-law is the devil? Did you know that? Oh, exactly. Why? They're gonna act just like the devil because that's who their father, unless Jesus adopts them. Okay, this is all introduction, all right? We're serious. God is serious about you telling the truth from every angle. There are no exceptions. Well, it's okay. No, it's not. Thou shalt bear no false witness, period. Well, if I tell the truth, God is still God, right? Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. Now, when an oath was made and it was broken, there was an elaborate system that you wouldn't have to go to the Jews, the rabbis, and say, okay, he made this oath and he broke it. They would determine, they would be the judges to say, was this a verifiable oath that he has to keep, or really it was one of those that he happened to keep, so really it's a just clever way to lie yourself out of something. You see, that's what was going on? That's what goes on still now. That's why you need to look at loopholes in any kind of contract you ever sign, because they're always putting something in there, unfortunately, the majority of the time, to try to get out of something that they promised you they're going to do, right? Somebody told me this morning after the first service, they had a little fender bender, and the people that had the little fender bender, they decided, you know, we'll do this and we'll do this. They all had to rush, had to go somewhere. Well, the guy didn't follow through on his thing, and it was his fault. So he called him 2 weeks. Oh, well, that's not what I said. You know, so basically he lied. And I told him, I said, from now on, you have this conversation, you put your video on your phone, even though you're not taking a picture, and record what they're saying, because they just outright lied. Oh, yeah, I'll do this. Legally, that's what they should do, because it was their fault. And now they're going to get away with it. Lying. And it was a preacher on top of that. Don't think all preachers tell you the truth. There's a lot of preachers lie in the name of Jesus. Why? Because they want somebody to like them. And no, I'm sure preachers are just as more suspect than anybody else. Why? Because a lot of times they say something nobody wants to hear, number one. So they say, well, that can't be true. How close to the oath can you get to what God's supposed to do and get away with it and not be held accountable? Because, see, if they caught you lying under this oath, then you would have to pay some kind of penalty, unless you're the president. You can lie under an oath and be the president and get away with it, right? Bill Clinton gave us a perfect example of that, didn't he? I mean, come on. Well, we shouldn't say that. Is it the truth or not? It is. Same thing. There were whole sections, whole essays in the Midrash, which is one of the commentaries that the rabbis put together, whole essays to tell you how to make an oath in the way that you can get out of it and not have to follow through. A legal way to lie. This didn't just start. Okay? And Jesus comes along and says, y'all are just looking for a way out. You don't want to tell the truth. You want to lie, and you want to try to validate it some way. And that's exactly what's going on here. Which one's valid and which one's not? Well, did you make the oak according to the gold in the temple or just the temple? One of them works and one of them doesn't. One of them is you're doing it with your fingers crossed. Swearing by heaven or earth was not binding. Oh, if I swear by heaven, I'll do it. Then I don't have to do it. I swear by earth, I don't have to do it. If I swear by Jerusalem, I don't have to do it. But if I swear toward Jerusalem, then I have to do it. You said, what? How in the world can you be so twisted up in your mind that you say, well, wait a minute, the gold in the temple is okay, but the temple that sanctifies the gold is not okay? What kind of double standard? How do you do gymnastics to make that one work? Huh? They did. We do, don't we? Oh, Jesus understands it's okay because if I tell the truth there, boy, it's going to cost me. He says, no, don't lie. You shouldn't have been in that situation to start with, right? If you've been behaving yourself, you wouldn't have to lie. The idea behind it was this. If God's name was used, then we have to do it. But if we swear by anything else, we don't have to do it. Jesus comes to the end. He says, just tell the truth. Don't worry about it. You know, that's what Abraham Lincoln said. You start lying, you better have a good memory. Because you got to tell another lie to back up that lie. And then it just goes on and goes on and goes on. That's exactly right. The traditional teaching that Jesus quotes here was from Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers. And this is what it said. And you shall not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God, I am the Lord. If a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. And the purpose of the law about the oath is to control the misuse of it. He wasn't saying you need to make an oath. He's writing this to say don't abuse the thing. Don't try to find a way to weasel out of what you're supposed to be doing to start with. See, that's how the whole thing works. We get caught up in that and try to find an excuse. Any of y'all young enough to remember that fiasco with Milli Vanilli? I want to read what the president of Capitol Records, who was their record company. You remember what they did, right? If you don't know who that is, don't go look it up. Okay? It's trash. They were trash. All that stuff is trash. Anyway, they lied. They lip-synced and won a Grammy. So when it was found out, they came back and took the Grammy away from them. And this is what the president of their record company said. You have to remember that music is a mirror of the times. This is in 1988 and 89. And when the mirror is close to what's happening, that's what sells. The times we live in are very plastic. There are a lot of phony things happening in people's lives. So Milli Vanilli is just playing the game. It's okay to lie. So what do we wonder? If the highest people in our country lie and get away with it, what do we expect from the rest of us? Well, my heavens, if he can do it, why should I tell the truth? You look at the Old Testament and you'll see, why did all the nations of God's people get in trouble so bad? Because the leaders were corrupt. I mean, look at them. You get this bad king over here and you see all this bad stuff, and then a good one comes along and God blesses, then another bad one. It rises and falls with leadership, always. Go back and read the Old Testament. You'll see that's exactly what it was. In Deuteronomy 16 and 13, should be construed not as commands, but, well, you need to swear. No, you don't need to swear. But, boy, if you do make an oath, you better do it. And don't try to weasel out by saying, well, you know, I swore to the temple. I didn't swear to the gold in the temple, so I don't have to do it. What do you call that? You call that a scam? Is that what we call it? There are plenty of those, right? But rather as instructions that if a Jew does sometime make an oath, you need to do it. You know, you need to follow through. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. It permits swearing and recognizing that oaths will be uttered by men, and if Jesus prohibits the oath, two conclusions you come to. God permitted, God allowed a lot of stuff when he was getting his people as a nation and forming them that he didn't allow later on. You remember when he first brought them out of Egypt? He was very, very tolerant. And then the more they learned what he expected from them, he started killing them. Because always disobedience has consequences. Lying has consequences. It should have consequences for everybody, the president, everybody else. You lie, you get caught, you have to pay a price for it, whatever it is. The oath because of human hard hearts. That's what it was last week, right? Even though such action was not his perfect will. Absolutely. God does, that wasn't his perfect will. Or a process in the Jewish practice of swearing in Jesus' time had developed in a direction which was, it was okay to lie. You just need to know how to do it. And it was legal. Ain't that the same way? You can find a legal way to be a corrupt, lying person. You can. That's what lawyers are for, right? There are no lawyers in here, right? I mean, what is that? I remember just recently I referred to it, case back home. Guy, I mean, three witnesses saw the boy pull his gun out and cold-blooded murder and killed a guy. And they hired this fancy lawyer to come in and say, well, because of this and this and this. Oh, no. And he's going to try to get somebody that three witnesses are standing there when the boy shoots him and kills him. And they bring in a fancy lawyer who's going to try to put on a show to get him off. It's all a lie. It's constant that way. Not all lawyers are liars, I guess. You know, I'm sure there's got to be some that are honest. But, you know, when you sign a contract, why do you have to have all that? Who came up with that anyway? Why, when you buy a house, do you have to have a lawyer present? Why, when you buy anything, why does a lawyer have to be there? Anybody have that quick answer for that one? Because somebody's going to finagle their way out if it's not signed? Is that the bottom line? I don't know. I'm just speculating. When someone should swear it was in effect to take an oath, the reason why you would take an oath is to verify that you were telling the truth. If everybody knew you were going to tell the truth anyway, you don't need to take an oath. You don't need to say, I promise. What does that mean? I might lie, but this time I'm promising. Wendy Bagwell, the gospel singer from Hiram, Georgia. He's dead now. I don't know if any of you remember him. Wendy Bagwell and the Sunlighters, but he told a lot of funny stories as well. You know, the Rattlesnake song, Ralph Bennett's Volkswagen. Any of y'all know either one of those? And constantly he was saying, it's a fact I'm telling you with my hand up. What does that mean? That's supposed to verify he's not lying. Why? Because when you take an oath in a court of law, you put your hand on the Bible and say, I swear to tell the truth. And by the way, that does not mean you can't take an oath in court. A lot of people try to say, oh, that means I can't say that. No, that's not what that means. That ain't the context whatsoever. People start coming, oh, well, my religious grounds won't let me do that. That ain't what that means. You might have it somewhere else, but it didn't come from this text. And that's exactly what they try to say. No, that's not what it is. When they swear, we live in a country where oaths are taken every day. And people lie anyway, you know? Every day people go to a courtroom and they witness, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why? Every society knows at some point in time there needs to be some way where we get to the bottom of what the truth is. Right? We call it what now? Fact-checking? That's why Assange got in some trouble because he started producing the facts and it was condemning a lot of people in our own country and they didn't like it. Remember that deal, WikiLeaks? What is it? Nobody wants to deal with the truth. Did they do some wrong things? Yes, they did. Oh, so we're going to lie and cover it up. You know, it's the same thing, whatever it is. Whether it's you just telling a white lie, no, that dress doesn't make you look fat. Or whether you're covering up some things that were done in the armed forces that shouldn't have been done. Whatever it is, it's still the same thing. And Jesus said, no, that's not. You can't do that. You can't find a way. And the oath does not keep you from perjury, though, right? You can still take a witness on the stand and say, I swear to tell the truth. And then you still lie. It doesn't mean, guarantee that you're going to tell the truth. But in their day and time, if they proved that you told a lie, then you were persecuted. I mean, it would cost you in a Jewish system. They felt that an oath taken to God, oh, well, we got to keep that one. But in this other stuff, if you make an oath and say, well, I promise based on this, then I'll do it, then you don't have to do it. It's just a way to get out of it. Just a fancy little lie. Then you had to be totally and completely honest. So if you've given a divine oath, I swear to the gold on the temple, then I have to do it. But if I just swear to the temple, then I don't have to do that. Why? Because my fingers are crossed. Huh? If you give a divine oath that something was true, then it must be true. You remember how You remember how God dealt with the prophets in the Old Testament, right? If a prophet prophesied something and it didn't come to pass, what happened? They killed him. Why? Why, it was a lie. They didn't want people misleading the people. It wasn't that you said what mattered, but how you said it. Well, I said it. I based it on the temple, not the gold in the temple. Oh, I said I was going to do it, but this is my contract, so my contract can be broken because it's not pointing directly to God. He points out a problem that if a person has to swear to you that they're telling the truth, it must mean that evidently they've been normally they might be lying to you. So be careful. I'm working on that because I say that a lot. I'm telling you the truth. Not that I lie. I'm not a liar. Some of you may be liars. Or some people are habitual liars. I've got people in my family. They can't tell the truth. You know, they just cannot. They just lie. And this is what burns me up. They're sitting there lying to me, and they know I know they're lying to me. So what you do, you just sit there and look. You are an idiot. And you don't even say anything. You just go on about your business because you know everything they say. It's not true. It's bad to have that kind of testimony. Oh, Otis over there, he's a good old boy. You just can't believe a word he says. What does that say about him? You can't trust him for anything. Nothing. They had forgotten the truth of Proverbs. Look what it says there. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. That's bad. That's what it is if you don't know what abomination means. But those who deal truthfully are his delight. God doesn't like liars. And you're going to answer for that one day. You know that, right? You might not. You say, well, I don't even believe in God. That don't matter. You might not believe the world is round, but that ain't going to change it. There's a lot of people who say, well, I don't believe in God. So what? You think everything's based on what you believe? There's going to be a fact. You know, I love that one time Adrian Rogers said he was talking to a very intelligent man, and the man said, well, I don't believe God exists. And Adrian asked him, he says, well, you're a smart man. Let's just say you know 95% of all the stuff in the world. He said, okay, I agree with that. He said, what if it exists in that 5% that you don't know anything about? That's right. Nobody here knows everything, surely not atheists. So there's, yeah, you better be careful with that one. And with them, an oath is given as confirmation as the end of every dispute. The name of something or something greater than a person was making the invoke credibility. You know, basically sometimes an atheist might say, I swear to you on my mother's grave. Why? Because that's the most important thing to them in their life. They wouldn't dare lie about that. Okay, you see how that works? So if you're swearing about something God, you're invoking God to be the witness for you. But it shouldn't be that way. It should be that you just tell the truth. Regardless, you just tell the truth. Any oath calling on God invites him to be the witness. That's what it is. It's generally taken to be an absolute truth. You know, that's what it's supposed to be. Whenever the Jews came back from Babylon, look what it says. Israel took on themselves a curse. It's amazing when you do a word study how close curse and oath are together. It's almost like they're the opposite side of the same coin. An oath to walk in God's laws. Wow. It's not wrong for somebody to take an oath. You know, God even took an oath about himself to verify to his wayward kids, I'm serious, is what he means. It doesn't mean that. But you shouldn't have to. That's what Jesus is going to say. He provided for proper oath-giving in his name as an accommodation to sinful nature. A way to say, now let's just remember, somebody's going to hold you accountable in this. You just can't go out there and do what you want to do. Paul Harvey told a story one time where there was a teacher who was giving a test this day, and four boys that were known to run together came in late and missed the test. So she said, okay, I'm gonna help y'all. They tried to give an example. The excuse was the car had a flat tire and they had all this trouble getting it changed. That's why they're late. She said, okay, y'all just stay a few minutes after class and I'll let you go ahead and take the test anyway. All right. They said, okay. So she gave them a new test, and this is what it said, which tire was flat? Somebody's lying. You know? It's gonna catch up with you. You know, it is. Be careful. The command, if a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes oath to bind himself, that's exactly what it is. With a binding obligation, you can't violate that. It was there because it is our nature not to tell the truth. You know, in our sinful nature. We have to work on that, all of us. And we think it's okay. No, it's not okay. It never is okay. That's the first thing they say. Well, was Corey Ten Boom right? You know, I believe God can do whatever he wants to do without us sinning to get his will done. Could God save the Jews without Corey Ten Boom lying? Absolutely. We won't know because she lied and did that, okay? What would I do in that case? I have no idea. Not even going to try to go there. But we try to make cases where, well, you know, Rahab, what, you mean God couldn't save them if she hadn't lied? God didn't tell her to lie, okay? We do all kinds of things, and God uses things even though it comes from the wrong position sometimes, but it doesn't mean God says it's okay. She did it. You know, Rahab and the spies, she lied about it. You don't see anywhere where it says God told her to lie. No, no, you can't do that. We got to hurry on down, all right? In Matthew, Jesus, here's what he says. In Matthew 23, he'd already called them a bunch of hypocrites, right? He did this early on with the divorce issue and everything else. In chapter 23 on down to verse 13, this is what it says. Woe, you know what that means? You're in trouble. Okay, go to Revelation C. That means way bad things are about to happen. Woe to you blind guys. He's talking about religious leaders, Pharisees, scribes. Woe to you blind guys who say, whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple. If you swear by the temple, you don't have to do it. But if you swear by the golden temple, oh yeah, you got to do that. You're obligated. You say, how do you get that double standard? And that's exactly what Jesus says. And whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the offering on it. What do you mean? The offering is less or more important than the altar that it's on? Boy, how illogic is that? He exposed the utter illogic of it when he says, you fools, you blind men, which is more important, the gold or the temple that sanctified the gold? Doesn't make any sense, does it? How do we justify our lying? That's basically what they're trying to do. And Jesus said, that doesn't make any sense. How do you do that? Among their many perversions of truth was the teaching that whoever swears by the temple, that's nothing, but whoever swears by the gold in the temple, oh, you have to do that. It'd be like saying, well, as long as I got my cowboy boots on and I make a promise, I have to do it, but if I have my tennis shoes on, I don't have to. You said that's ridiculous. That's exactly what they're doing. You know, what makes it okay to lie and nothing makes it okay. Nothing. They had developed such a double standard for swearing. And Jesus says, oh, no. Oh, no, no. That's wrong. All of that's wrong. The underlying purpose behind the first part of the standard was to provide sanctimonious justification for lying. Well, Jesus understands because I have to lie about this because if I don't, then my goodness, I'll have to send my kids over to that school. Hello. We know that too, don't we? Oh, God understands. Is that lying or not? But he understands, right? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Come on now. It's everywhere we are. We got to make a decision. Are we going to tell the truth? Because if you tell the truth, it's going to cost you. Hello? Well, Jesus understands. Really? What does it say? Oh, yeah, you have to tell the truth except if this happens. Does it say that anywhere? Well, I don't like that rule. Yeah, it costs us, doesn't it? You know, just like IRS taxes, that's doing yourself a mugging if you do your own taxes, right? We want to stretch out and say, well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's lying, even though they're going to throw our money away. I mean, it's the same thing. We find all kinds of ways to justify. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to find every legal loophole I can not to pay them. I'll just go ahead and tell you, you might be an IRS agent. But if there is a legal way for me not to pay you such and such amount, I am not. Because let me tell you something. You won't get it back. You ever overpaid them? I did one time in my life, early on. I never got it back. Never. Oh, well. Anyway, does the government lie? Yes, they do. They do. They've been doing it quite a bit. They're starting again right now, right? Trying to put in a vaccination mandate. I mean, mask mandate back up. Did you see that in the last few days? Oh, yeah. And we are just horrible if we don't get vaccinated. And they already, anyway, I don't need to get there, all right? I'm sorry. It's just a lie. You know, that's what we're talking about, right? Lying. No society can survive without some kind of vision of getting down to the truth of the matter. What is the truth about the situation? The vaccine wasn't proven. Okay? Is that a fact or not? Exactly. And they said, oh, no, no. You see all that stuff? You just got to be careful. Be wise. Use your brain. Somebody has to be able to get to the bottom of the thing. If a person wanted to make absolute certain that someone's telling the truth or would live up to the agreement, they'd make an oath. Unfortunately. Because what? I remember Daddy used to borrow money. They wouldn't a contract sign. He went down to the bank, shook the hand of the president or his loaner, and because they knew his word was good. Boy, that's gone, ain't it? You can't want to buy a Coca-Cola without signing something. And they won't take cash. Thank you, Biden. Ain't right? He's trying to. Let me get political right now. If they get to this digital thing with the money, we're done. You understand that, right? Anyway, I know some people think I'm political. If you knew how much I held back. The use of oaths had become so perverse in Israel that they were used even to renegade. Remember, what did Jesus do? Remember Korban? The Jewish leader said, oh, no, I can't give this money to the temple because I've set this aside to give to my mom and daddy. But they were lying. They didn't give it to their mom and daddy. They kept it for themselves. And Jesus, he called him on. He said, that's what you're doing. You're lying. It's the same thing. I mean, that's exactly what he's saying. Oh, we promised this, but we're not going to give it to the church. But we're going to keep it ourselves. We're not going to give it to mom and daddy either. So that's exactly what he's talking about. They reneged on God's promise because they made an oath. Yeah. What about Ananias and Sapphira? Why were they killed? Because they kept money? No. Because they lied. God didn't tell them they had to give the money. But when they lied about it, what happened to them? Boom, they dropped dead on the spot. You think they had anything influence on people not lying anymore in the church there? Hello? I bet it did a little bit. Wow. Truth is so scarce that nearly everyone is a suspect. You know, you go buy a car from somebody, what's wrong with this car? Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah? How do I know that? You see, ain't that right? You buy something from somebody else, how do you know? So everybody kind of suspect. Why? Because so many people have been lying to us. So you develop that complex of who is telling the truth anymore? You know, and am I right or wrong? When you've been lied to so many times, you start to wonder, does anybody tell the truth? That's kind of where we are, unfortunately. Everything, advertisers, businesses, car dealers, boy, you better get in writing. I remember when I left a certain church, thank the Lord, I had some good counsel before them. They told me, they said, you better get that sign, brother, that they're going to pay you this amount or this amount. Because we know firsthand, this was a Georgia Baptist Convention, they said, we know firsthand, churches promise preachers if they'll leave, that they'll do this and this for them. He said, the moment they get out of the door, those churches never give another dime of what they promised. The churches lie. So they said, you need to get in writing. So I did. I said, you got to sign this. And then the rest of the church, man, when they found out about it, they went ballistic. I said, I'm sorry. Otis over there, they already signed it. Because I knew what kind of scam was going on already. Same thing. It's like nobody wants to tell the truth anymore. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, and preachers are probably just as bad as anybody. Everybody's suspect. Everybody looks at them and say, are they really telling the truth? Somebody's got me lying because there's too many ideas out there floating around about this thing. Somebody's lying. Who is it? You know, one good thing about that is you have a Bible in your hand that you can study on your own. You don't just have to take my word for it or somebody else's word for it on television. You can. Those people in the Old Testament didn't have that option. They had to listen to somebody else who was trying to teach them because they didn't have a scripture in their hand, so they had to depend on them. You don't have to. You don't have to depend on Google or anybody else. You have a Bible that will basically give you the left and right of everything, and you don't have to go to seminary. It's too simple. Thou shalt not lie. Is that complicated? Huh? It's not, is it? No. No, it's not. Anyway, we're going to quit there. There'll be a little bit more of it on the website when Danny puts it up there. And Jesus comes in and he said, listen, just say yes and let that be the truth, or no and that's not it. That's it. You don't need any oaths. You don't need any promises. You just say, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. That's what he says in the last part of that part of 533. Just tell the truth. That way you don't have to remember the lie you told. Just tell the truth. Well, is that what I said? No, this is the truth. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that you are forgiving. When we're honest, we've all found ourselves saying things, doing things that was not truthful. Thank you that you will forgive us. But Lord, please help us go from here today and make an honest commitment that that is wrong and that we find a way to completely end that, that our truth is truth. When we say something, we do it. Father, thank you that you will be patient with us. Help us to remember that you want to transform our lives. You do not want us to play some religious game. You want us to be different because of what you're doing inside of us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.